Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast, a podcast where we highlight people making positive social change in their communities. And today we have Cynthia, who I met on LinkedIn, and I love what she's doing and really fits, you know, the vibe of a social impactor. So, Cynthia, I want to thank you for being on the show, and I'd love for you just to start with, you know, introducing who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
Okay, thank you for having me. My name is Cynthia Obiwani. I'm a HR professional, Global Goodwill Ambassador, and the founder of Talk Love Africa Foundation, a non-governmental organization that powers and meets the needs of the less privileged children, the vulnerable men, and the destitute. I am married and I have 4 children.
Amazing. And so with the idea of, you know, social impact and building it, the first question I have then is, how are you making a positive impact in your communities with everything that you're doing? What does that look like?
I'm making a positive impact in my community through the various projects that we carry out on the Talk Love Africa Foundation. The project provides empowerment, clothing, food, educational, health, and medical supplies to the less privileged children, the vulnerable women, and the destitute. We focus basically on 5 SDG goals, sustainable development goals, SDG 1 to 5, the no poverty, zero hunger, good health and well-being, quality education, and gender equality. So this year we've run series of programs tailored at meeting the needs of the underprivileged in our community. And some of the projects that we've run this year some stuff like Move Against Hunger, which provided food supplies to orphans and widows in the community, School Supply Drive, which provided the less privileged children and the orphans with complete back-to-school kits ranging from school bags, biros, pencils, erasers, in fact, everything that they needed for the academic session. And then we also ran Project Support Vulnerable Women and Widows. There we provided free medical care, counseling, and then we supplied them with food items as well. We're currently working on our skill acquisition program where these widows and the vulnerable women who do not have any means of livelihood, we'll bring them in, train them, after which we'll empower them to start their own businesses. So with that, they're able to provide for themselves, their family, and as well, you know, create jobs in those community.
Yeah.
So that's just like a summary of what I do to make positive impact in my community.
Wow. No, it's amazing what you're doing. And that's through a charitable organization, I'm guessing then.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So how are you sustaining all of it? I'm always curious about the charitable side and, you know, you're doing incredible work, but sometimes I find there's not enough money that goes around. So maybe I'm just interested more personally myself. How do you do that? How do you sustain all of those incredible programs?
Well, the truth is actually born out of passion. So currently it's like self-funded, and then friends and relations that know that I have that passion. So most times they just come in, oh, I love what you're doing, and okay, I want to do this. So it's basically self-funded, and then people around that know me and know what I do, they also come in to assist.
Wow. No, yeah. It's funny. Sometimes word of mouth and you know, having the grit and determination to do something, it really leads to incredible things.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's jump into the second question then. And, you know, we talked about you personally, but now there's I want to talk about the business. And I'm always curious, do you believe social impact is an important part of business?
Definitely. Social impact is an important part of business. In fact, I strongly believe that every business, be it engineering, be it construction, banking, or whatever nature of business it is, they all have impacts on the society and the people that live in it. So I'm actually an advocate of people incorporating and making social impact an integral aspect of their business strategies. You know, I always think, I always feel that business owners should sit down and analyze the social impact their products and their services have on the society, and then try as much as possible to make it a positive one, because you can actually hope to do a positive thing, but at the end of the day, you whatever you did also have a negative impact on the community. Take for instance the issue that we're having now about life underwater, where plastics and all that, you know, congest the oceans, congest the rivers, and then the lives underwater, they suffer for it. So if businesses sit down to analyze this stuff, maybe companies that make beverages or juice that comes in plastic containers could, you know, modify and come up with something else that is probably biodegradable that wouldn't affect the lives underwater. So social impact really, really, really is an important aspect of every business.
And so now from the business onto the community side, because they're always interconnected, what's your advice for others to begin building a social impact or an impact in general in their communities? What's your advice?
Well, I would advise people to commit to, they should commit to responding to the needs and challenges in their various communities. And to do that, first you have to identify a need that you're passionate about resolving, a need that you're passionate about bringing to an end. Then secondly, you come up with a possible solution to handling or to solving that need. And then lastly, which always seems so easy to say, you know, but not that easy to act on, is, you know, take the bold step to start addressing it. You know, you take the bold step to start tackling the challenges. Seriously, it might not be that easy, but most importantly, I always tell people, you start from where you are, start with what you have, because and I've actually come across people saying, oh, I want to do big things for the world, I want to change a lot of things in the world, I want to make impact to humanity, and then they're waiting for, you know, when they get wealthy, when a huge sum of money comes into their hands. But they forget that you can actually start with what you have. You know, okay, let me tell you a story. Many years ago, I came across a friend of mine. He was in a sad state, and I got talking with him. I tried to cheer him up to make him feel better. We got smiling and laughing, and then after the whole discussion and I was about going, he called me and said, Cynthia, thank you very much. And then I was like, no, what are friends for? You know, he said, no, really, thank you very much. You know, your smile was just like a healing balm to me. And, you know, it lifted my spirit. And wow, for the very first time, I had to think, oh, really, just a smile could make a difference in someone's life. So most times we'll go for, you know, we're looking for the money, but then something as small as a smile can change someone's life. Something as small as a meal, you know, can be a miracle someone is looking out for. Something as small as a pair of jeans could be someone else's answered prayers. So I'd always advise people, start where you are, start with what you have, you know, and then grow to progressively to doing bigger things. Myself, when I started, I did start my social impact or charitable work with Talk Love Africa Foundation. No, I actually started with sharing what I have, my meal, and then at times I just give my clothing out to people that don't have enough. And then from there, I grew to visiting orphanages and buying stuff for them. And then it got to a point I feel, wow, I think now I could do something better. And then that was when the idea of Talk Love Africa Foundation came on ground, and then I made it work. So everybody has something to give. Everybody has a positive impact to make. It doesn't necessarily have to be money. You just start where you are, start small. You know, there's this Matt Bevin's quote that always like motivates and inspire me. He said, while it might seem small, you know, that the ripple effect of small things are extraordinary, you know. So those things might seem to you, it might seem, oh, it is small, how can I do this? But then to another person, it's like a miracle. It's a big thing for the person, and then the person appreciates it so much. So my advice to people out there is start with what you have, start where you are, and then start now. The best time to start making positive impact is now. So that is it.
It's amazing. Yeah, no, it's true though. It's true. The best time to do it is now. There's no better time, right? I love
that. Yeah, there's no better time.
Cynthia, I want to thank you so much for being on the podcast. You know, there's really, you've opened up, I'm sure, a lot of eyes, but it's that statement you said about, you know, starting now and starting with the resources you have. That's what really stood out to me. A lot of people forget that, yes, resources will come in the future. Yes, you might not have as much as you think you need, but the resources you have can turn out to be incredible things when you use them.
Yeah, definitely.
So again, I just want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Harvey. It's my pleasure.